Heartbreaker, that's Gene Pitney, eh? Heartbreaker. It is 7:52 at WKNR. She was a heartbreaker, too. Never forget the time she brought home a pair of hip huggers. I think their names were Frank and Charlie. I'm not sure. On the Keener calendar, the Student Enterprise Theater of Oakland University presents the comedy, eh? On Friday and Saturday, September 17th and 18th. Also on the 19th at 8:30 p.m. For ticket information, you call 377-2000, extension 2120, will you? 65 degrees, WKNR time, 7:53 on the nose now. Gary Lewis.
Gotta say goodbye.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Sealed with a Kiss, WKNR at 7:55. 65 degrees in the Motor City, late Tate here. Going to be mostly sunny and pleasant today with a high 85. Julie, Julie, do you love me? That was Bobby Sherman. It's Jim Tate. Hello there, WKNR. I said to Mac, does your wife drive the car? He says, no, it's always looked like this. I said, Mac, you notice if you drink enough of this stuff, your tongue's going to burn. He said, I've never been drunk enough to light it. The late Tate, 7:58. Morning there, you. It's 8:01.
WKNR. Dearborn is... together.
Oh, that's Tea Garden and Van Winkle, and God, love, and rock and roll is what we believe in.
That's Jim Tate. Hey, do you prefer talkative women or the other kind? What other kind? Yeah, that's a good question. 65 degrees, 804.
Flair writes the way you feel. Feel angry? Write angry.
Flair.
Feel happy? Write happy.
Flair.
Feel sad?
Write sad.
Flair. Flair writes it like it is. Writes the way you feel. Flair writes very, very small.
Flair.
Or 10 feet tall.
Flair.
Flair is different. Flair has a smooth, tough nylon point that stays sharp.
Flair.
Flair.
The mark of El Marco. The new permanent ink marker by Flair. For the Senora, El Marco's waterproof, smearproof ink labels freezer wrap even aluminum foil. For the Senor, El Marco has a broad, bonded point that marks on tools, cartons, and crates. For the muchachos, El Marco goes to school with 8 dashing colors that make vivid posters, maps, and drawings. El Marco by Flair.
It's 8:05 at WKNR. Morning, man.
It's Chevrolet savings time at your Chevrolet dealers. That special time of year to get special clearance deals on America's most popular cars. Cars like Impala, the number one car in the country. Big size, big performance, regular gas. And Impala's traditionally higher resale value leads its field to trade-in time. Test drive and test price an Impala at your Chevy dealers now. But hurry, before Chevrolet savings time runs out on you.
Forget to pick up your free WKNR litter bag at any of the 9 Arby's locations in the metropolitan area. There's one at 2248 Mile Road in Detroit. 8:06. Weather word, mostly sunny and pleasant today. High 85. Increasing cloudiness tonight. Low 62. 65 degrees currently in the Motor City. That's Tom Jones from Keener 13 with a late Tate.
I who have not...
Thomas Jones there, and I who ain't got nothing. 8:08 at WKNR. The latest word from the world of business is Sony's executive Model 80 cassette tape recorder, and is now on display at Alma's Hi-Fi Stereo. Now, this Sony helps you work more efficiently and effectively because it has features like the built-in microphone and exclusive Sony-matic recording control, which ensures you perfect recording every time. In the office, you can dictate with your hands free. You may want to hold that lovely secretary. Well, in the conference room, get a complete record of everything with no need to worry about microphone placement. Simple? Yes. Just push a button. You got up to 2 hours recording time on each cassette. When you reach the end, an alarm audibly signals you. Says, hey, dummy, there's a Sony Superscope Executive Model 80. It's only $99.50. Ask to see it now at Alma's Hi-Fi Stereo. It's on Michigan Avenue, just east of Greenfield in Dearborn. The Sony Model 80 from Alma's Hi-Fi Stereo. It's just good business.
Madam, during our grand opening here at the newest Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips restaurant, you can sign up to win the big London double-decker bus for an entire day.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Imagine taking your friends anywhere they want to go.
Well, I'd panic. I can't drive that big thing.
Well, Arthur Treacher supplies the driver.
Oh, well, it'd be a pleasure to take the bus.
And leave the driving to us.
That's Arthur Treacher.
The original fish and chips.
That's right, my friend. Arthur Treacher's original fish and chips at 5952 Telegraph, two blocks north of Ford Road. I got a letter today. The secretary brought it in. She said it's marked personal, but it isn't really. I don't understand her. It's 810 at Keener 13, CCR, up around the bend, huh?
Just got home from Illinois.
Think again, Satan.
The front door, oh boy, back door.
I don't know why, but I was thinking about up around the bend. I'm sorry about that, Chief. Look at my back door. Creedence Clearwater Revival at WKNR. It's 812. We have 65 degrees. Traffic is running normal. I look out the back door. There's a girl who lives behind me, who's real easy to look at. She really is. She always leaves her shades up. Oh, boy, that's a lot of fun.
Look what they done to my summer.
Paul Roberts, WKNR News. Reporting for Tuffy Mufflers, the 100% unconditionally guaranteed mufflers with 9 convenient locations. The numbers game being played in the Middle East again today. At least 1, possibly 2 more hijackings. British Overseas Airways jetliner with 113 persons aboard, commandeered by Arab guerrillas while on a flight between Bombay, India, and London. It landed in Beirut, refueled, took on one official at the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, and took off again for an unknown destination. Meanwhile, there are reports that still another plane, this time an Israeli El Al airliner, has already landed at the so-called Revolution Airport of the Jordan Desert. It's believed likely that the airfield is the destination of the British jet as well. If the reports are all true, that would make a total of 4 jetliners at the Revolution Airport and would boost the total number of hostages to well over 300. From London, there's word that a Red Cross negotiating team in Amman has reached agreement with the guerrillas to visit the hostages at that airstrip. But there is no report on whether the Arabs have agreed to extend the deadline for their demands. The guerrillas have demanded that all 7 Arab commandos now being held in European jails be released, that the body of a guerrilla killed in an attempted hijacking Sunday be returned to the Middle East, and that Israel release an unspecified number of guerrilla prisoners. All this in exchange for the lives of the hostages being held in their grounded jets at a dusty airstrip in Jordan. And the story, it now appears, is just beginning. Quarterbacking and calling the signals. United Auto Workers President Leonard Woodcock.
This is Vincent Smith at the Auto Talks. There were some top-level huddles in the auto contract talks yesterday at General Motors and Chrysler. Auto Workers President Leonard Woodcock was on hand for both huddles, which were called at company request. Chrysler Vice President John D. Leary explained what was discussed in a meeting with reporters late yesterday afternoon.
The purpose of the meeting was to clarify some of the issues that the union had presented to us in their demands. As we got into the details of the union demands, we found that we needed to have more information. We asked them to sit down with us this afternoon and discuss this matter, which they did. We have received this additional information, and we have some work to do on the facts that we had disclosed to us this afternoon.
Woodcock later said the questions the company asked on union demands should have been posed several days ago. He described the auto talks as being at a standstill.
Today, Mr. Woodcock meets with bargainers at Ford Motor Company. The Elvis Presley show Friday night at Olympia may be a no-show. Mort Fury of the Hotel and Restaurant Workers Union says food handlers at Olympia Stadium have voted to strike, and he says he doubts that musicians, ushers, or even Elvis Presley will cross their picket lines. 60 persons go on trial today in Detroit in a test case to determine whether the governor has the authority to restrict peaceful assemblies during a state of emergency. A state of emergency was declared in Detroit to stem a tide of possible trouble after the death of Martin Luther King in 1968. The 60 being tried today are white people who marched in sympathy with the black community in defiance of then-Governor Romney's orders. The Detroit School Board unanimously elected a new president yesterday afternoon. James Hathaway immediately charged the board with its responsibilities.
We are on the abyss of a new era. Our beginning is most hopeful. There is no necessity to proceed through a Valhalla, even though the future is poorly defined. All of us are seeking answers to impossible, conflicting questions in education. Perhaps the only certainty that we can have as members of the Board of Education, regardless of all the chaotic changes that greet us from morning to night, is the need for quality, integrated education for all. My fellow board members, we must constantly seek for a better perspective.
Hathaway's unanimous election is seen as a move by the board to heal the wounds of the community left over from the previous board's integration plans. Hathaway is regarded as a moderate. In sports, Baltimore beat the Tigers last night 6-3. Controversial Tiger pitcher Danny McClain has another date with Baseball Commissioner Bowie Kuhn in New York today. Apparently, Kuhn wants to talk over McClain's latest incident in Detroit. Only one game separates the first three teams in the National League's Eastern Division race. The Pirates remain on top, but only a half game ahead of the Mets and one game in front of the Cubs. A Czechoslovak newspaper commenting on the U.S. women's strike says the American feminist movement is nothing but a, quote, bizarre romping of modern witches, end of quote. The article repeated the official line that under communism, women already enjoy full equality. WKNR, News Time, 820.
Now, there's a Tuffy muffler dealer in your neighborhood.
Get your car together now. Let your Tuffy dealer show you how. Get free inspection, free installation. Two good reasons why. Best Buy Tuffy, guaranteed Tuffy, Tuffy muffler, your Best Buy.
Get it all together, your car and a Tuffy muffler. A Tuffy muffler is guaranteed as long as you own your car. Guaranteed against defects, against rust out, against even normal wear out. If a Tuffy muffler ever quits on you, your Tuffy dealer will replace it absolutely free, with free installation too.